Hello and welcome to our deep dive into the world of digital detox retreats tailored for corporate wellness. I'm really excited to have you here, especially if you're curious about how disconnecting can actually make a real difference in the workplace. It's a journey that many are beginning to take, and I'm thrilled to guide you through it. Now you might be thinking, why do we even need a guide on this? Let me tell you, this isn't just another superficial look at a trendy topic. This is about sharing years of teaching and learning about the art and science of digital detox. I remember when I first heard about digital detoxes, it sounded like a fad, something that would just come and go. But everything changed when I saw the impact it had on one of my clients. They experienced breakthroughs in creativity and productivity just by disconnecting for a while. I was hooked from that moment on. And here we are. So, why does digital detox matter so much, especially in the corporate world? In our always-on, hyper-connected society, the idea of unplugging can feel revolutionary. It might even seem counterintuitive to some. But more and more companies are waking up to the fact that constant connectivity takes a heavy toll on their employees. Stress, burnout, decreased productivity, these are issues that are becoming all too common. In fact, a staggering 79% of employees reported moderate to high stress levels in 2024. And get this, nearly 50% of workers globally are struggling with burnout. Digital detox retreats offer a surprisingly effective solution to these pervasive problems. A well-tailored digital detox isn't just about leaving devices behind. It's about creating an environment where employees can truly recharge and reconnect with themselves and each other. It's about fostering a culture where wellness is not just a perk, but a non-negotiable priority. And let's face it, when we're constantly on, it can take up to 30 minutes to regain full focus after a digital interruption. That's a huge hit to productivity. So how do we start crafting a truly impactful digital detox experience? First things first, let's talk about the core essentials of building a retreat. It's like building a house. You need a solid foundation before you can start adding in the fancy stuff. Location is key. You want a setting that naturally encourages relaxation and introspection. It should be a place away from the usual hustle and bustle. Every corporate team is different, so personalization is crucial. You need to consider the specific needs and goals of the group. What challenges are they facing? What are their stress levels like? Balance is also vital. You need to incorporate both structured activities and ample free time. Think guided meditation sessions, invigorating nature walks, and engaging team-building exercises that don't rely on screens. It's about creating a space where people can truly be present. Now, let's get into some advanced techniques and the hidden challenges you might face. One technique I love is integrating mindfulness exercises with digital-free periods. It sounds simple, but it can really transform the retreat experience. However, it's not always smooth sailing. You might encounter participants sneaking peeks at their phones or struggling with offline anxiety. It's a real thing. But patience and empathy are your best tools in these situations. You're probably wondering how you can measure the success of a digital detox retreat. It's not just about immediate changes. It's about long-term shifts in behavior and mindset. Look for anecdotal evidence, improved team dynamics, and post-retreat surveys on stress levels and focus. And what if someone just can't disconnect? My advice is to be patient and flexible. Encourage participation, but never force it. In most cases, even the most reluctant participants come around when they start to feel the benefits. Better sleep, improved focus, and a clearer mind. It's a journey, not a switch. So, are you ready to take the plunge and help your team embrace the power of disconnecting? If I could offer one piece of advice, it would be to start small. Pilot a retreat with a smaller, perhaps more open-minded group. Gather their feedback and refine your approach. Remember, it's a journey, not a sprint. and continuous improvement is key. And don't forget, this is a learning process for everyone involved, including you. Embrace the trial and error. And don't shy away from asking for honest feedback. The corporate wellness landscape is evolving rapidly, with digital detox initiatives becoming a key trend for the future, as companies increasingly invest in mental health and stress management. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you found these insights valuable and feel inspired to tailor a digital detox retreat that can genuinely make a profound difference in your corporate wellness program. It's all about creating spaces for people to connect with themselves and each other in ways they probably haven't in a long time. Here's to a more balanced, focused, and fruitful work environment for everyone involved.